Let me first say that I don't know what overcame me that made me think trying to preach on Job was a good idea. There's a 4-week run in the lectionary, and where Job are the Old Testament choices. And well, the last 2 weeks weren't possible to preach on it, and next week we begin stewardship. So I thought, well, I'll just put all of Job in this week, and that will be great. Well, there's 42 chapters in Job. And even if there were only a few chapters, there is nothing great or easy or well understandable about Job. So I guess I just lost my mind there for a while, but here we go. We like in our modern movies or television shows or Netflix world, we like for stories to have a good beginning, lots of turmoil, and happy ending. Well, that's something that Job can give you. It would make a great movie. I actually am not sure why it hasn't been made into a big epic film yet. If you're like me, you've grown up hearing the story of Job, and maybe it was a little glossed over about this man who had an amazing patience, who took whatever God threw at him, wait, not God, the devil or Satan, took whatever Satan threw at him and loved God, and in the end, God gave him everything plus some. But while that makes a great made-for-TV movie, it doesn't make for me a great Bible story. As a matter of fact, I remember as a child thinking, why was God so mean? Why did he let the devil do so many mean things to Job? Now, I should be real honest with you. I don't have all the answers to all the questions that I had as a child. And I probably have even more questions as an adult. But I don't have the answers. I first of all have a hard time understanding what is meant by Job being blameless and upright. I mean, I've known people who in my mind were pretty great. A lot of you sitting out here right now. Mostly made right decisions, loved people, helped people. But blameless? I've not really known anyone who fell into that category all the time. And then there's the obvious question. Did Job really believe that God caused all of these things to happen? Or that even God allowed Satan to cause all of these things to happen? If that's the case, what is the point of living blameless and upright? If God's going to let bad things be heaped upon you. As a youngster, that was just really a good excuse for not being so perfect. And then the question of the happy ending. Job's lost everything, his possessions, his children. Do we really believe that God giving him everything he'd lost plus more, giving him 10 more children, and more things that he had, do we really believe that's a happy ending? I've never lost a child or a spouse. I've lost a parent. And I can tell you another father wouldn't take away the pain and loss that I feel every day. Having a child doesn't replace another. So while Job ended up with more stuff and maybe even more children, it couldn't have been the happy ending I heard about as a child. But all of that to say, there are a few things I would say that we have to ponder and even glean from the story of Job. First, I think it's important to think about who wrote the book. We don't know. Was it someone watching the story unfold? Someone who spent time with Job, like one of the friends? I've heard a lot of people put a lot of blame on God when things happen that are difficult. Why did God do that? Why did God allow that? What did that person do to deserve that? I'm here to tell you, this is one of those questions I don't have the answer to. But I don't believe that God heaps hurts upon us. Why do we lay the blame on God? Does God really allow us to be pushed or tested to the very edge? I've always heard the saying, God never gives us more than we can handle. Does God give us pain and sorrow and loss? I can't go there myself. I can't believe that bad things come from such a loving, glorious God. I know there's pain and loss and sorrow, but I can't believe it's of God. I can sit with a parent who has a child suffering, and I can't believe God is causing that pain. I can't sit with a wife who's lost her husband in a terrible car accident and believe it was of God. I can't see the devastation of war and believe it's at God's hands. So while Job and perhaps many of you have been at the point of crying to God in pain and in loss, while we have felt like we are alone in darkness and despair, I have to believe that God is with us, that God is in the midst of the pain with me. I think Job teaches us that at times it's okay to get angry at God. We tend to think that when we feel alone and empty and sad and even angry, we can't admit that because it sounds like we're being disrespectful to feel like God is not present. And yet that's exactly what Job did. Job gives us permission to feel bitterness in the face of injustice, to be angry and yell to God when we feel alone. And Job shows us how to have faith even when we're in the darkest of dark. Another thing I learned from Job is that even the blameless and upright can battle their feelings. I remember thinking in my younger days that it was wrong to feel sadness, that God had given me so much, I needed to be happy all the time. And if I was sad, I must be doing something wrong. But we all go through it. Good people and bad people, Christians and non-Christians. Mother Teresa, known worldwide for her work in the sick, with the sick and the poor and the orphaned and those dying, she is what we all picture as the great example of Christianity and helping others. After her death in 1997, it was discovered that her faith, like most people's faith, was not rock solid. She struggled with deep doubt. 3 weeks after accepting the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979, she wrote a letter to a close friend that said, "Jesus has a very special love for you, but as for me, the silence, the emptiness is great, that I look and do not see, listen and do not hear, the tongue moves in prayer but does not speak. I want you to pray for me, that I let him have a free hand." She wrote later, "When I try to raise my thoughts to heaven, there is such convicting emptiness that those very thoughts return like sharp knives and hurt my very soul. I'm told God loves me, and yet the reality of darkness and coldness and emptiness is so great that nothing touches my soul. Mother Teresa, our beautiful example, was driven to doubt and pain, but she continually sought her faith in the midst of despair. She didn't abandon her calling, her work. She sought strength from others, others who could carry her in her time of weakness and pray for her through her time of darkness. That's what we do. That's why God calls us together Sunday after Sunday to worship and pray, but also to carry each other through sunshine and darkness. We are created to long for God. We're designed to desire God in our lives. And notice that Job didn't stop talking to God through it all. When it seemed like God was absent, the longing never ceased. We're better off to yell and cry to God than to turn away from God. God, through Jesus, came to this earth to feel exactly what we feel, to suffer hatred and brutality and even death, so that we could know there is hope beyond pain. And when all the pain of this world is weighing us down, remember that God is with us. Give me Jesus.